Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
You know, last night, Linda and I was at a dinner, and it was with Indian couples from India. And the young lady that was staying with them, I don't know if I can tell this story accurately, but her husband married her only to get American citizenship here. That's you. And her $70,000 of dowry. And this young lady has given her life over to Christ. But the way that he can get his citizenship, this scoundrel, is that he accused her of spousal abuse. And she's such a sweet, sweet young lady. And so we prayed. We prayed a blessing over her, a blessing of protection last night. We had no idea that that's why we were there. We just wanted to share some Indian food. Experience authentic Indian food. And it was great because they experienced some American food when we had this young couple over. But we were there for another reason. And that reason was to proclaim a protection and a blessing over this young lady and for God's angels to protect her. And she's going to be going to court, possibly jail. This false accusation. So we spiritually bound the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, first and foremost. We bound him. We prayed for the young man, or we advised her to pray for the young man who is coming against her with these accusations, but to do it, you know, ask for God to arrest him spiritually and to save him and forgive, you know, talk about forgiveness, to release this horrific occurrence in this young lady's life. Her lawyer is saying the best way for you not to go to jail is to say that you abused him, that you're guilty. And so she's caught in this. So we're binding the evil one. But that's part of what we're supposed to do, is to take God's word and proclaim blessings, spiritually battle. When you are called into the battle, we are to be faithful and fight against the powers and principalities. And I believe that we are there for a reason. So he'll put us in those situations to represent the kingdom here on earth.
Reminds me of Mother Basilea. Do you know Mother Basilea? Well, she was in Germany during the war, and she founded a Lutheran order, and they set up a recovery center on the border of Germany in Austria. Anyway, she's a tremendous, tremendous woman. She had a booklet called The Royal Priesthood. She talked about blessing, and she told about how you have to be right with God to have the authority to bless. And that means the same thing I've been talking about. Your opening to the heavens lies in your own forgiveness. And as you forgive, you have the power to impart the blessing that you're talking about and the power to bind and loose. But you have to be in the order of the Lord's Prayer to have the authority. And she talked about how this one man had such a relationship with God that people would flock to him for a blessing. And that he would lay hands and bless them, and their lives would be literally changed. So we want to be that open with God, that connected to to him, and without forgiveness, we really are not. We can proclaim all day, but it won't mean anything unless we have the clear relationship with God. And on the issue of forgiveness, it's just, I have written a book that's not finished about forgiveness, and I pray the Lord will let me do the ending. And the ending is very strange. I've waited for it for years. It's so simple. In the end, there's nothing to forgive because God is sovereign. We have to forgive, yeah. But really and truly, if we believe, there's one thing that happened in my life that was very painful, very painful. And when I went to the Lord to resolve it, he didn't ask me to forgive. He asked me to accept it as from him. It was kind of a Joseph injustice to just bow my neck and say, thank you, Lord, you gave that to me. And that's how I learned that the ultimate is beyond forgiveness. It's faith in the sovereignty of God, that nothing comes past his hand in our lives. And that's a tough one to believe. I've got to be able to write it in the spirit. But that's the ultimate, and that's what Joseph represents. That he came not, he went way past his offense into the divine purpose of God. And so this forgiveness is not mentioned because Joseph was so surrendered. Somehow, some secret way, he worked it out. Well, this is a wonderful meeting. Woo! When can we come back and meet these same folks again? This is great.
I was just thinking that creation, he spoke creation. He didn't think creation. Mm-hmm. And I can go right along with you, Rebecca, that I can think it. I can even pray in the spirit in my head, you know? And I think there's time that you need to probably do that. And I'd rather be doing it in there than not at all, you know? But I think the power of the spoken is so much greater. It's a creative miracle, you know? And I asked my parents to, shortly after I was saved, I had heard this tape about the blessing. And I asked, I asked my parents, and I said, you know, you were put in my life as my parents by God, and I would like you to bless me, both of you. I want your blessing. And they did it, and it was incredibly powerful. It was incredibly powerful. You know, we were crying and everything. Because they didn't just say, okay, well, you know, bless you to, you know, do your life. Have a great day. They really thought about it. They really said, what would we want to bless you with? What do we want? And it was amazing. And so the gift that y'all have given your kids and your grandkids, that is so ginormous. I mean, it's just huge. And it is something that you do have to put the stake in the ground, and you have to fight, you know, but that's what we're here for, you know, ongoing fight. Absolutely. Well, God bless y'all for doing it. God bless y'all for leaving a legacy that passes on your heritage with power and with, you know, I know by what she's saying and by what the word says that y'all obviously have have cleared the way between you and God that you can do that. If you have the authority. So if your son is living that out, you know. Yeah, yeah.
Linda had just said she needs to pray out loud more. I was reading in Song of Solomon one day because I've grown very silent in communing with the Lord and in praying and so forth. I'm a lot silent with him. And I was reading a Song of Solomon. The bridegroom said to the bride, let me hear your voice. Let me hear your voice. And it pierced me. So he's asking to hear us and the sound.
I was just thinking one day that I was hoping God could hear all my silent prayers, because there's a lot of silent prayers that go on, but then it was a scary thought, too, that that means he can hear all my thoughts that aren't so good, too. So, but I am challenged by this gathering to pray out loud, and that's a good thing.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.